Thank you for tuning in and listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of our Sunday, September 3rd church service with music from Sylvia and the worship team and a message from Pastor Ripley.
How are y'all this morning? That's good. I have to say that because of Peter. He told me to. Okay, Matthew 6:19. Do not lay up yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust destroy, and where the thieves do not steal, break or and steal. Sorry. For where your treasure is, there is your heart will be also. Your eye is on the lamp on the body. So if your eye is healthy, your body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be filled with darkness. If then the light is you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, and he will devout the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. And that goes for a lot of us. I mean, what's coming? And Matthew 7, 2, no, 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by the gate, many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard, that leads to life. And those who find it are few. It's very important in this time, it always has been, that we know the Lord. Because he could come, I believe we're going to come, he could come at any time, whatever. But we got to totally trust in him. I went through a deal here a few years ago. I lost everything. And I was closer to the Lord then than I've ever been. When you have nothing, you cry out to him. And he will speak to you. I've had many, many visions of him when I went through that time. And we're all going to have it. It's all coming. And I believe the next thing they're going to hit us with is our money. And that is a lot of our God's. So we got to totally trust in him. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for this Nora. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, for her and her family, Lord, as her passing of her husband. I can't imagine what she must be going through right now. But I pray for her. And I pray also for Russ and Linda, Warren and Caitlin, Joe Kraft, and many more others. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you would touch each and every one of us today with the fire of the Almighty God. Lord God, we need you now desperately. And I pray, Lord God, that you rain down from heaven fire and you'll touch each and every one of us. Lord, we need you. We're desperate for your wisdom. We're going to need your wisdom in days to come and discernment. Lord, have mercy on us. And I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, if somebody in this church does not know the Lord, that he'll give his heart to the Lord, because what we're going through, we're going to need him. Amen. Amen.
Let's stand together and just invite the Lord's presence.
Call for songs of love.
are the one who created us, Lord, from the foundations of the earth. And today is the day that you've made, Lord. We rejoice. We're glad in it, Lord God, because you are here, Jesus. You are here. You created us for eternity, but you gave us this moment today, Lord, to be before you, to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. God, you say that you desire our praises, Lord. You desire praise from your people, Lord. So we just want to praise you and bless you. We want to sing unto you a new song, Lord. We just ask that you would release your people, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. We just say that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind, Lord. So with our soundness of mind and our pureness of heart, Lord God, we just come before you with thanksgiving. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, as we sing this next song, I just want to release you. If you want to sing, dance through the aisles, feel free. Good. there is no one to compare with you, Jesus. You sit enthroned above the cherubim, Lord. You are the mighty God of Israel, and you've called us by name. Lord Jesus, you've called us by name, and we call on your name, Jesus. We say, Lord, that you are our banner. You are our shelter. You are our peace. Lord, you are our hope. You are our provision, Jesus. You are the mighty one of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth, under the earth and on the sea, and all of them were saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshiped.
He is the light of our salvation.
Thank you, worship team, for leading us this morning. I'm going to invite Gina to come up and let the children make their way to Children's Church. What? Yeah, we're going to do that. Yeah.
We're having a little chat there. We will pray actually later on in the service for all those students who are going back to school. So we will keep them in prayer today. But for all the children, there are 11 and under. If you want to come forward, we'll have a little word of prayer before we go downstairs. So we do have a nursery worker for toddlers. So if you have a toddler, they can come also. Hi. Today's lesson is going to be on God test Abraham. So we're going to see how God sometimes allows some testing in our lives to show us, you know, what's really deep down in our heart if we really trust him when we don't understand what's going on. So this will be our lesson today. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you hear our prayers through the precious blood of Jesus Christ that's made a way, O God. So, Father, we're thankful today for each child that's here today. We pray that you will soften their hearts, O God, towards your word, O God, that it will be planted deep in their hearts, O God, and that it will know you and follow after you, O God. So we pray your blessing, your hedge of protection around each child today, O God, and may you be glorified in this time together. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have your Bibles this morning. If you could turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And I want to continue my series of messages on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Someone said, why do you talk so much about the Holy Spirit? Well, I think it's important to know a lot about who's living inside of us. It's important to know who's living inside of us. And if you're a born-again believer, I want to let you know that the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of you. You have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. I said you have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Thank God for that this morning. Thank God for that this morning. Amen. Father, I just pray today that your Holy Spirit would just speak to us and minister to us, that your word would become so real in our hearts and lives today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 8. Beginning at verse number 1. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Let me just read that again. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I think I ought to read it one more time. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. You say, what does that mean? We were all destined to hell. And if you know the court system and how it works, if there's a jury, the judge asks the head of the jury, what is the verdict? And the head juror stands up and says, whether the person is guilty or innocent, in our case, we are guilty. We are guilty. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We are guilty. And after the verdict is written and read, then there comes the sentencing. Usually it's on another day, where the guilty party stands before the judge, and the judge reads how long they are going to have to serve. And friends, because of our guilty plea, we have to serve eternity in hell. That's where we were heading until Christ stepped forward on our behalf. And he said, I'm going to pay the penalty. I'm going to stand in on their behalf, and I am going to pay the full penalty for their sins. For your sin and my sin. And that's why this scripture says today there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We have been forgiven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful? And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The grip of the old nature in our lives has been broken by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I know it's hard for us to fully comprehend or understand how that works. But when Jesus died on that cross, you died with Him. That old self was crucified with Christ. And the power of sin's grip on us has been fully and completely broken in the name of Jesus. So that we can live for Him fully and completely surrendered to the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. Sounds good, doesn't it? But how many know on a day-to-day basis, there's a struggle? How many know on a day-to-day basis, there is a struggle? The flesh, the old nature struggles against the new nature, and the new nature struggles against the old nature. And there's a battle going on. How many had a good sleep last night? Can I see your hand? Okay. Pastor Raff, you didn't raise your hand. You didn't have a good sleep last night? Okay. Well, we won't get into why, but the Lord woke me up last night. I can't remember what time it was, and He gave me some scriptures. Now, that doesn't happen very often, but at this moment in time, it happened. And you know what's interesting about the scriptures that God gave me is that when I fell back to sleep, I dreamt about them. So He not only gave them to me, I also dreamt about them. And I was sharing with another pastor who was behind the pulpit, and I was saying, the Lord woke me up and shared with me these scriptures. So they must be important. So I want to read them. Go to Galatians chapter 6. And I want to say this morning that if we're going to live a life in the Spirit, we have to strengthen our inward man and starve the old nature. The flesh has to be starved. And the new man has to be daily strengthened. Look at verse 7. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Something a little different to give you a different perspective. Don't be misled. How many know you can be misled? The enemy is endeavoring to constantly plant lies in our minds that are not accurate and not in accordance with the Word of God. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. What's that terminology? The rooster will eventually come back to roost? How does that? Something like that. I can't remember how it goes. Something like that, yes. Yes. You will always harvest what you plant. You will always harvest what you plant. Let me say it again. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. If we feed the sinful nature in our lives, if we allow it to control us and to lead us and to guide us, it will destroy our spiritual walk with God. Don't be misled. If we allow the sinful nature to grow in us and develop in us, if we are constantly feeding it, then we are going to see it rise up and it will destroy, it will infect our spiritual walk with God and hinder the flow and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in and through our lives. Let me read on. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time. You see, sometimes we think to ourselves, you know, well, I'm doing the right thing. I'm praying the right thing. I'm walking the right way, and I'm not seeing any fruit from it yet. So the devil says it's not working. But friends, at the right time, when God has destined it to happen, it will produce, the Bible says, a great harvest of blessing if we don't give up. You see, David got in trouble when he looked across the street and he saw how the ungodly were prospering. And sometimes we can look across the street and we can see the ungodly prospering even more than we are prospering, and then we begin to question God, Lord, why is that? But we have a guarantee of a better life beyond this earth. Praise the Lord. You know, even the Apostle Paul found himself homeless, without proper nutrition or food. But he said, I've learned the secret. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know what it is to live in poverty, and I know what it is to live in prosperity, and I've learned the secret. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. No matter what circumstance we may be in this morning, we have a secret weapon. Praise the Lord. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to be there for us through thick and thin, to guide us, to lead us, to direct us, to strengthen us, to enable us. We will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. That's the key, really. Don't give up. No matter what happens in the weeks and months ahead, the word of the Lord is this morning, don't give up. No matter how difficult the days are in the weeks and months ahead, the Holy Spirit is saying emphatically this morning, don't give up. Don't give up doing the right thing. Don't give up walking in the path that God has laid out for you. Don't give up on His word that is a blessing to those who are obedient to it. Don't give up. So our calling this morning is to feed the spirit and starve the flesh. If you don't hear anything I'm saying this morning, you leave and say, I don't even know what he was talking about. Remember this. Feed the spirit and starve the flesh. Feed the spirit and starve the flesh. Feed the spirit and starve the flesh. Say, how do I do that? And don't give up. You know, wherever we go, whatever we say, and whatever we dwell on is either feeding the spirit or starving the flesh. If we think about the past and all the things that have been done to us, we are feeding the flesh. When we forgive someone, we are feeding the spirit. Are you hearing me this morning? We are feeding the spirit. Every time you open your Bible to read it, no matter if you feel anything or not, you are feeding the spirit. Hallelujah. When you get on your knees to pray, you are feeding the spirit, glory to God, and starving the flesh. It becomes weakened within you so that the Holy Spirit has full control of your life. So let's go back to Romans chapter 8, verse number 5. After we've read that, let's read this and continue on in this chapter. When you say hurtful things to someone that God has not asked you to say, you are feeding the flesh and starving the spirit. Are you hearing me this morning? Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. You know that the old nature has control when your mind is not filled with the Word of God or the things of God. It's filled with worldly things, things that go against the teachings of Scripture. Now, you know, you can't stop a bird from landing on your head, but you can stop him from building a nest. Hello? How many are out there this morning? Can you just wave your hands at me? I just want to make sure you're alive out there. Okay. You can't stop a bird from landing on your head, but you can stop him from building a nest. The thought that enters your mind is not sinful. It's sinful when we allow our minds to dwell on it and lead us down a path that's ungodly and sinful. Hello? Forget those things which are in the past. And press on towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Forget all that stuff. Forgive and forget and release. Let the Holy Spirit help you to do it. I I remember one time when I was a youth pastor, I was living in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I was driving across the big bridge. You know what I'm talking about. For those of Nova Scotia, there's a big bridge that takes you from Halifax over to Dartmouth. And I was driving across that bridge, and it's a two-lane bridge. And I was driving up beside this guy, and he was yelling at his wife as I was driving. And she was just meekly listening. I don't know what he was saying because, you know, I was in the car next to him driving, and he looked over at me, and you know what I did? I went... You know, all that does for us as believers is feed the flesh. You never feel good about it. You never feel peace about it. There's no contentment about it when you're feeding the flesh. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about the things that please the Spirit. They take every thought captive and they make it obedient to Christ. And their thought life glorifies the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, David said, be pleasing unto you, O Lord. Satan always wants to draw your mind to evil things, to ungodly things, to hateful things. But it's the Spirit of God that wants to fill your mind with the things that are contained within the Word of God. To strip you of faith and confidence in the things of God. The worst thing you can do is talk about people. I know none of you do that. If you want to feed the flesh, talk about people. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. I like the way the NLT says it. Very plain and simple. No religious jargon here. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to spiritual death. It dampens your spirit. What you say, where you go, what you watch, what you listen to. All those things are under your control. Are you hearing me? Let me just say that one more time. All those things are under your control. The Holy Spirit, the born-again Spirit, has given you the ability to control those things. Hello? And listen, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. Can I say it again? If you let the Holy Spirit control your mind, you are going to have life and peace in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Isn't that what we want? We want a life filled with peace and the life of God in us pouring forth from our spirits. Then we have to let the Holy Spirit gain control of our mind. Not in a dictatorial way, but a yielding of our mind to God. Hallelujah. Because He knows best. Hallelujah. The Bible says we can have the mind of Christ. We can have the mind of Christ. The reason we feel so bad sometimes, it goes back to letting the sinful nature control our day-to-day thinking. I take authority over that in the name of Jesus. I pray for a Holy Ghost breakthrough in our minds this morning in the name of Jesus. No more, devil, will you have control over my thinking. I take captive those thoughts and I make them obedient to Christ. You know, there was a time in Bible college, I remember, they used to have a prayer room on every floor for the purpose of prayer. And I remember a friend of mine and myself, we went to the prayer room, and before we started praying, we started talking about the teachers, how great they were, how they were helping us and leading us and teaching us the scriptures. And as we talked like that, the presence of God came into the prayer room. And we felt the tangible presence of God Almighty. Because our thinking was not negative. It was in line with God's word, praise the Lord. And His presence showed up. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. If the sinful nature is dominating our lives, our thinking, we can never please God. We can only please Him when we're under the control and leadership of the Spirit of the living God. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. This is the norm for the believer. This is what I want to say this morning. The norm for the believer is that the flesh is starved and the Spirit is fed, and we are led by the Spirit. We are guided by the Spirit. We are empowered by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to Him. And Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, how many know your body is going to die unless it's raptured? Your body is going to be corrupted and die, but your spirit is going to go on to live with God. Because you have been made right with God. For Christ lives within you. And even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Isn't that amazing? No, seriously. Isn't that amazing? I was thinking about it the other day. The Spirit of God lives within us. Are you hearing me this morning? We have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible teaches us. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. You have no obligation to do what Satan or even your sinful nature wants you to do. Your obligation is to be led by the Spirit of God and do what He wants you to do. Praise the Lord. And it should be a natural, supernatural activity in our lives. You're talking with someone and God says, shut up. How many has ever happened to you? Okay, the other ones, you need to shut up. How many know God says that sometimes? Stop talking. Let me work in the midst of this situation. Praise the Lord. Let me do a work and a wonder that you've never experienced before. Let the waves of God's glory sweep over us this morning. Let His presence sweep over our hearts and souls by Christ Jesus. God has said that many times to me. Shut up, you're getting in the way. Don't go on that course. Don't follow that. Stay away from that thing. For if you live by the dictates of the old nature, you will die. If we do everything our sinful nature asks us to do, our spiritual life is going to deteriorate. It's going to go down, 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 down. But if we do what the Holy Spirit wants us to do, our spiritual life is going to be enhanced. It is going to grow and develop. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's going to lead you to places you've never been before. He's going to show you things that you've not seen before. Hallelujah. Let me close. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. How many here are grumpy? Point to them. Point to them. Point to them. Point to them. How many know God wants to rid us of grumpiness? Praise the Lord. I want to say that again. Praise God. He wants to rid us of grumpiness and put a joy of the Lord in our hearts. Come on, somebody. Put the joy of God in our hearts. You know what we need to say? I refuse to be grumpy. I refuse to be grumpy. I refuse to be grumpy because God has been so good to me. Hallelujah. He has blessed me in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's been there for me through thick and thin. I can only praise Him. Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm old and grumpy. You know what? That's a fallacy. That's a lie. We should be old and joyful. We should be old and courageous. We should be old and determined. We should be old and joyful and praising Him. Hallelujah. And the last verse I want to read, verse 14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God, are children of God. Friends, we have to ask ourselves the question in conclusion this morning. Are we feeding the flesh and starving the Spirit? Or are we feeding the Spirit and starving the flesh? Are we letting the old nature, the sinful nature, control us? Or are we letting the Holy Spirit lead and guide and direct us? That's the question we have to answer this morning. If we're going to make spiritual progress in our lives, if we're going to move forward, we need to see the spirit part of us fed, and we need to see the sinful nature starved and weakened so that all that God wants to do in and through us can be accomplished. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you this morning for the work of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we're not perfect. We make mistakes. But Father, our desire is to feed the Spirit and starve the flesh. Lord, enable us to do those things that are pleasing to you. Help us, Lord. Help us. There is a battle going on, Father. But we have the victory through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We crucify the flesh with its passions and desires. Lord, give us spiritual breakthroughs in our hearts and lives. Lord, as we leave this place today, I pray that your Holy Spirit would just bring this message back to mind to feed the Spirit and to starve the flesh. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning and listening. Join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. God bless.